USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China is planning to increase tariffs next month on $60 billion worth of American goods. This is days after the U.S. increased tariffs on Chinese imports. Many people are wondering when all these tariffs will start affecting their pocketbooks. Former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember,
the large retailers in general are in a position to absorb some of it, but not all of it. They'll end up having to pass some of it through.
The markets did open sharply lower on Monday, and the Dow is currently down over 500 points. At the age of 97, Hollywood actress Doris Day has passed away. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gonna take a sentimental journey.
Doris Day was 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation says she passed early today at her Carmel Valley, California home.
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Motorists are finally getting some relief from the high cost of gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gasoline prices have decreased by 4.1 cents per gallon for a national average of $2.85. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us why the price has decreased.
Well, a lot of it is an undoing of factors that led to higher prices in the first place. Generally, refineries have concluded maintenance and are boosting production of gasoline. In addition, most areas across the country have finished the move to summer gasoline.
There's also concerns that the economy could suffer from a trade war with China. I'm John Clemens.
In a 5-4 court ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that the class action lawsuit against Apple can move forward. A group of consumers is suing Apple, claiming the company's monopoly over its app store led to inflated app prices. Apple is disputing the claims and saying folks should be suing the app developers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was making a change to his trip to Russia this week. Pompeo called off a stop in Moscow set for Monday and is now instead in Brussels to meet with European leaders to discuss Iran and other issues. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says she just learned of Pompeo's visit.
We will be here all day with a busy agenda, so we will see during the day how and if we manage to arrange a meeting. He's always welcome, obviously, but there are no precise plans for the moment.
Avengers Endgame has retained its number one position at the domestic box office for a third week in a row, although Pokemon made the stateside battle somewhat close. The Marvel blockbuster beat newcomer Detective Pikachu, with Endgame earning $61.3 million stateside.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The movie's cumulative global box office is now $2.4 billion, with the superhero installment only second to James Cameron's all-time earner, Avatar. Legendary Entertainment and Warner Brothers' Detective Pikachu still made a solid entrance with $58 million in North American ticket sales in 4,200 theaters. Young men showed up the biggest numbers, with males making up 56% of the audience, 57% of which were under 25, according to The Hollywood Reporter.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1981 when Pope John Paul II was shot and seriously wounded in St. Peter's Square by a Turkish assailant. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.